Thank you very much, Michael Patrick Shields with Albert Scaglione. Tony is listening closely because he's thinking of making a major... Tony, you're about to make a major art purchase, aren't you?
I sure am, MPS, yes.
What is that? The dogs playing poker? Or is that
that's pretty much
a Las Vegas kind of artwork, isn't it?
You had to confuse me by saying Tony's name in the beginning. Sorry about that, Michael.
No. What have you?
Here 10 years or so.
That's right. Dating back to JP days, and he sure would be excited to walk into. You're going to do this at the Forum Shops at Caesars, eh?
We are. We've been looking for a couple of years, and we've been thinking about Vegas in the sense of. We always like to keep our foot in the water on a number of things. The main thing we're doing right now are online telecasts. Every weekend, we're having an auction, and on Memorial Day, on New Year's, this last weekend, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we did a multi-million-dollar auction. It was amazing. It was all private, all our own clients. We had about 300, 350 people online, and we do that every week. That's our main area of activity right now with our cruise ship shut down, with our galleries in Michigan shut down, with our galleries in Florida shut down, with hotels around the world shut down. We do a lot of business in hotels. So our museum in Michigan has just reopened. It's been on and off over the last 5 or 6 months. And we'd been looking for a couple of years, and we saw a space become available. It was the old space occupied by National Geographic's gallery in a great location in the Caesars Palace Forum Shops. And within a few days of them vacating, we were operating, and within 2 weeks, we were actually selling art, and that was this past weekend we opened. It was just fantastic. 7,000 square foot gallery, huge foot traffic. We had great expectations there. We did six-figure business over the weekend, so we were really, really happy that people are coming in. The museum is there, and the first thing you do is you see our museum. You see Renoir paintings, Chagall paintings, Picasso, beautiful hand-painted plates. It's a world-class collection, so we get lots of traffic. And connected to that is our art gallery, where we sell artworks up to $1 million and below $1,000. We have a vast range of artwork there. So it's really a thanks for calling and getting us aboard here. But it's been a big hit so far. We're actually been... Right now, we're looking at two other spaces in Vegas, believe it or not, thinking very seriously about opening quickly, and we're being solicited by people around the country, Simon Centers in particular. People who run shopping centers went through our gallery, and I won't say the phone's ringing off the hook, but we have had multiple calls. Would you like to come to Boston? Would you like to come to Washington? We don't know what we want to do yet, but the world's changed. You know, we had a 2,000 people employed. We're a corporate entity, world's largest art dealer, and all of a sudden, all your operating platforms shut down Friday the 13th during the pandemic. It wasn't but a few days, week and a half, we were up and running with online auctions, and that's been our mainstay. You know, we got a great client base. So the museum and gallery in Vegas, just perfect for us. It's been great welcoming. Cartier, Tiffany, our co-mates there, the best brands in the world are there. Carmine's Restaurant there, Joe Seafood, Trev, the Italian restaurant, the Apple Store, Ferragamo, Tiffany, Valentino.
Gucci.
Oh, yeah, Gucci, Van Cleef & Arpels, Louis Vuitton, Hublot, it goes on and on, Fendi. So we had our neighbors come over, and this is kind of cool. They said to John Block, who's our executive VP, well, we finally got some real class in the neighborhood. I'm thinking, what? You know? So we appreciated that. We really did. We said, well, we feel we're entering into a neighborhood with class, and we thank you for accepting us. But it's been great. It's been great.
You know, it's funny you say that, Albert Scaglione, ParkWestGallery.com, because that is like walking through a neighborhood, and the ceiling there looks like the sky, and you could swear those clouds are moving. In the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace, where you can now peruse the artwork and buy the artwork, not far from Joe's Stone Crab and Gucci.
Starting route to top 10 state status. Proceed to the plan.
The Road to Top 10 plan from Business Leaders from Michigan charts a course for Michigan's growth with key landmarks along the way.
Turn right to compete for good jobs.
Like bringing quality jobs to Michigan, investing in education and job training, rebuilding our infrastructure, and more. And if we follow the plan,
you have reached your destination, top 10 state status.
Read the full plan at michiganroadtotop10.com.
Celebrate the new year with us at Meijer. Start 2021 off with great deals across the store. like a 4-pound bag of California Sweet Seedless Maple Oranges, just $2.49. Single-serve frozen meals, buy five, get one free. And select vitamins are buy one, get one free. Plus, get free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit the Meijer app to get started. Save even more when you shop at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.